It's 11:45, and you're listening to Observer Radio News. I'm Kyle Koivisto. It's a sunny 16 degrees outside our East York studio this morning. Here are today's top stories. The NDP have managed to slide into second place during a shift in Canada's political landscape leading up to Monday's federal vote. According to results taken by the Angus Reid Public Opinion, the NDP are currently at 30% popular support, just behind the Conservative Party, who are at 35%, and ahead of the Liberal Party at 22%. This is the largest amount of support the NDP have received in over 20 years. The success of the NDP largely depends on the age group of 18 to 34, which generally has a low turnout come voting time. Don Valley West Liberal MP Rob Oliphant expressed concern over Stephen Harper's spending priorities of an extra $50 billion when the country is already in a major debt. He believes that Harper is ignoring the important issues.
Do we have a $53 to $56 billion deficit? He's got $50 extra billion he wants to spend, ignores public pensions, ignores national daycare, ignores family care, and ignores post-secondary education.
The Harper government has a strong possibility of being overpowered on Friday, either on the vote of federal budget by the three opposition parties or by a Liberal non-confidence vote. Sony has officially closed down their PlayStation network after a security breach. The PSN, Sony's online network which allows users of the PlayStation 3 to download games and play online multiplayer, was compromised last week after an unknown hacker infiltrated their system. Sony had previously limited its users' access to their network, but it was revealed that a personal information of its 77 million users, including credit card information, had been stolen, prompting Sony to completely shut down access to their network. The electronics giant recommends that users who have used a credit card in the PSN cancel their current card to avoid any possibility of credit fraud. The breach has been reported as one of the largest cases of digital fraud ever reported. Toronto isn't necessarily known for its video games, but one independent developer is set to change all that. Here's my report. Mikhail Sternberg calls up a rough demo of his new game on a laptop. Sternberg is one half of Spooky Squid Games, a company of independent game developers based in Toronto. Their latest project is Guerrilla Gardening, Seeds of Revolution. Sternberg says with Guerrilla Gardening, Spooky Squid combined a wealth of existing ideas to bring something new to the table.
I was interested in doing a stealth game. Another was being interested in doing something that had to do with street art movement. Another was wanting to do a game using plant mechanics. And so when I found out about Guerrilla Gardening, the street art movement sort of fed all of those things together and intertwined them really nicely.
Sternberg says though the game is still in development, there's already a lot of hype surrounding it. The game has been featured on a variety of television programs, including one in France. He also says that this sort of attention was something they didn't expect.
It's super weird, especially like as early on as we are. It's great to get that kind of attention, and it definitely points to where we've got an interesting game.
Guerrilla Gardening is the company's third game, which has been steadily growing over the last 2 years and quickly become their most popular. The company is currently seeking a publisher to further reap the rewards of this harvest. Kyle Koivisto, Observer Radio News, Toronto. And now on to sports. The Toronto Blue Jays have pulled off an impressive 10-3 victory over the Texas Rangers, no thanks to a pair of home runs by slugger Jesse Lind. Lind managed to land a solo home run in the fourth inning and an impressive 3-1 shot in the fifth inning, securing a huge lead over the Rangers. Hopefully the Jays will be able to repeat their success when they return to Arlington to play the Rangers again tonight. Both Canadian teams in the playoffs have managed to save themselves for another day. The Montreal Canadiens were able to force a Game 7 after just pulling off a 2-1 win over the Boston Bruins, while the Vancouver Canucks managed to win their series against the Chicago Blackhawks with a 2-1 win in overtime. The Canadiens will be playing the Boston Bruins tonight in Boston, while the Canucks get a quick rest until moving on to the Western Conference semifinals. That's all for sports. Here's entertainment. It appears Justin Bieber has hurt his back. The teen pop sensation has been reportedly slouching when he arrived in Australia for a string of concerts yesterday. He tweeted that he was excited to be playing in Australia, but his back is killing him. He intends to spend most of his day in bed to recover before his first show tonight in Melbourne. And that's all for Observer Radio News. For more news, visit our website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Kyle Koivisto. Have a wonderful afternoon.